Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. And now it's time for Who Smarted. Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants, any guesses where I am?
Order up.
Did you say a restaurant, or more specifically, a diner? That's right. I am at a diner, where the menus are 6 pages long and everything comes with fries.
Ooh.
And you can have breakfast any time of day. In fact, even though it's a time when most people are having dinner, I'm actually waiting on one of my all-time favorite breakfast foods. Any guesses what it might be, Smarty Pants? Here's some hints. It's round, it's fluffy, it comes in a stack, and lots of people put syrup on it. Did you say a big pile of meat cakes?
Oh, who wants meat cakes? Freshly stacked!
No, of course you didn't. You said pancakes!
Oh, those are good too.
Now, if only my waitress, Flo, would get here with...
Here you go! A double order of banana walnut pancakes with butter, maple syrup, and strawberry preserves on the side. Can I get you anything else?
Oh, nope, this is perfect, Flo. They look delicious. Yum, 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 yum. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So very, very much.
You're welcome.
You have no idea how happy I am.
Nom, 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 nom.
Really? It's just pancakes.
Just pancakes? Pancakes are amazing. Pancakes are life. Pancakes are...
in your eyebrow.
Oops, sorry. I go a little crazy whenever I eat pancakes.
I know. I've waited on you before. Anyway, you sure you don't need anything else? Some wet naps, perhaps?
No, I should be fine. But there is one thing. I'd love to know, when did people first start making and eating pancakes? And how were early pancakes made? And why are they even called pancakes in the first place? Oh, and how tall was the tallest stack of pancakes?
Oh, I can answer those.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Hey, Mel, I'm taking my break now.
Amazing! All right, Smarty Pants, get ready for a fluffy whiff of science and history on...
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone! We make smarting lots of fun on Who Smarted?
Order up!
Okay, Smarty Pants, I'm sitting in my favorite diner with my favorite waitress, Flo, who is about to teach us all about my favorite breakfast food, pancakes.
All right, Trusty, but we gotta make it quick. I only get a 10-minute break.
Gotcha. So let's start with a basic question. How long have pancakes been around? Smarty Pants, what do you think? Were the first pancakes invented A, 100 years ago, B, 1,000 years ago, or C, over 2,000 years ago?
If you said C, over 2,000 years ago, you're right. The first pancakes, as we know them today, are believed to have been invented by either the ancient Romans or the ancient Greeks in the year 600 BCE.
Whoa.
I knew pancakes were a breakfast classic, but I didn't know they were that classic.
But that's not all. There may have been even older variations of early pancakes.
I see.
No, I see.
Huh?
In 1991, hikers found an ice mummy between Austria and Italy with traces of food that suggested an even more primitive type of pancake.
Oh, I see. I see. Nice one, Flo.
Researchers have also analyzed starch grains on 30,000-year-old grinding tools and hypothesized that in the Stone Age, people were making flour out of cattails.
Hypothesized means a reasoned guess based on evidence. Also, did you say cattails?
Meow.
Yes, don't worry. That's just the name of a plant, not an actual cat's tail. Anyway, by grinding up cattails and ferns to form a flour-like powdery substance, and then mixing this flour with water, they could form little flat discs that they would then bake on a hot, greased rock.
What food could be made by baking floury discs on a hot, greased rock? Smarty Pants, did you say?
Meat cakes?
No, pancakes.
Oh, right, duh.
Wait, did you say the Stone Age? Does that mean?
Me caveman, me eat pancakes.
And just like people evolved, so did pancakes. Something similar to pancakes was actually a common food 5,300 years ago.
Order up.
Basically, some form of pancakes have been around since ancient times and are part of cultural traditions around the world. Pancakes have even appeared in famous literature. William Shakespeare mentioned pancakes in All's Well That Ends Well and As You Like It.
To butter or not to butter? That is the question. I say butter.
Yummy!
Pancakes have appeared in everyday speech for a long time, too. People have been using the expression flat as a pancake since the early 1600s. Before that, people would use the expression flat as a flounder instead. By the way, we have flounder on special tonight.
I'm good with pancakes. So how did pancakes become such a popular food in the U.S.?
Well, the first American cookbook, American Cookery, by Amelia Simmons, contains two recipes for pancakes. And Thomas Jefferson liked pancakes so much, he sent a special pancake recipe from the White House back to his home in Virginia.
Pancakes, a favorite food of kids, trusty narrators, early humans, and even presidents. But how were people making pancakes before pancake mix was invented?
Well, early pancake chefs needed to get creative and use what they had. In the 19th century, chefs used something they found outside to make pancakes fluffier.
Ooh. Smarty Pants, what do you think they used? Was it A, snow, B, mud, or C, grass?
While kids sometimes make pretend mud pies, eating a mud pancake would be really gross.
Ew.
If you said A, snow, you're right.
Who knew you could get brain freeze from eating an early pancake? So, what exactly are pancakes made out of? Smarty Pants, do you know?
Well, the whole key to making pancakes is to make what's called a batter.
Strike three! You're out!
No, not that kind of batter.
Sorry, that's just our sound guy. He likes to have fun.
Sorry!
Anyway, a batter is usually a bunch of liquid and powdered ingredients mixed together to form a paste-like consistency.
Exactly. Or should I say, egg-zactly? Because one of the ingredients in pancake batter is...
Smarty Pants, did you say eggs? Great.
By the way, would you like a side of eggs with your pancakes?
No, I'm good. Besides, I'm already having eggs in my pancakes. Smarty Pants, any idea what other foods you usually find in a basic pancake mix? Why don't I call some out and you say yes or no? Ready? Milk. Orange juice. Cheese. Butter. Baking soda. Baking powder. Sugar. Salt. Pepper. Cattails. Flour. Great job, Smarty Pants. I heard a lot of right answers. Also, check the show notes for a pancake recipe that you can make with an adult at home.
Good luck making a better pancake than ours.
Hey, Flo, wrap it up soon. Your break's almost over.
All right, all right. We better hurry up before Mel flips more than just a pancake. What else you want to know?
Well, why are they called pancakes?
That's easy. The answer is
coming up right after this quick break. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Now back to Who Smarted. Okay, Flo, I'm loving this big stack of pancakes.
Nom, 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 nom.
But I gotta know, why are they called pancakes?
Why do you think? Because the simplest way to make them is to pour batter into a pan where it forms a thin, flat cake. You can also make them on a griddle or a flat top. But most people don't have those in their homes. But here's the thing. People didn't use the word pancake until the 15th century. And it wasn't until the 19th century that the word pancake became standard in America. Before that, people referred to pancakes as Johnny cakes, hoe cakes, journey cakes, buckwheat cakes, griddle cakes, and of course the famous flapjack.
Nice! One thing that's great about pancakes is how many things you can put on top of them.
Oh yeah, the most common topping is maple syrup, but there are other syrups like blueberry or strawberry or boysenberry.
Yummy!
You can also put berries or bananas or cherries or whipped cream or chocolate chips on pancakes.
Ooh.
You can even make chocolate pancakes.
Whoa.
And a lot of people add vanilla extract to their batter.
There's also a variety of shapes. Some people like big pancakes, while many kids like smaller dollar pancakes. I like big, fluffy pancakes, stacked nice and high. What's the most pancakes you've ever served stacked up, Flo?
I once served a 10-pancake stack, but that's nowhere near the tallest stack of pancakes ever.
Smarty Pants, how tall was the tallest stack of pancakes? Was it about 20 inches high, about 40 inches high, or about 60 inches high? If you said 40 inches high or a little more than 3 feet tall, you're right. That stack was made with 213 pancakes. So Flo, what other world's records are there for pancakes?
Brad Jolly holds the record for flipping pancakes. In Sydney, Australia in 2012, he flipped a pancake 140 times in 1 minute.
Impressive.
And in 1999, a man completed a marathon in Buffalo, New York while flipping a pancake.
Okay, that's weird.
You want to hear something even weirder? In 2003, three geographers tried to find out what's flatter, pancakes or the U.S. state Kansas. The International House of Pancakes, a.k.a. IHOP, gave them a topographic profile of a pancake to use.
Ooh.
They compared it to a profile of Kansas from the United States Geological Survey using digital imaging processing and a laser microscope.
Wow, Smarty Pants, which do you think was flatter, Kansas or a pancake?
According to the scientists, Kansas is even flatter than pancakes.
Whoa.
Huh, maybe the expression should be flatter than Kansas. Although, I think I prefer flatter than a pancake.
I like flatter than a flounder myself.
Order's up! Flo, let's go! Break's over!
All right, Trusty. I'm back on the clock. You sure there isn't anything else I can get you?
Actually, I could use one more thing. Let me check the menu. What do I want? What do I want?
Hey, Flo, let's go! Back to work!
Hey, Mel! Kiss my...
grits! A super shout-out to Smarty Fan Gigi in Ventura, California. A big thanks to you and your family for loving and supporting Who Smarted. We're so glad you learned things in a fun way with me, Trusty, and all my funny guests. This episode, Pancakes, was written by Sarah Syrup Sweetick and voiced by Charlotte Hotcakes Cone, Adam Stacks Davis, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh IHOP Han. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Flapjacks Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Buttermilk Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.